There ain't no gutter like an emergency gutter. And this one is an absolutely red light emergency of a gutter. Well, Adam Smith's going to decide whether it is or not. And Josh Sexton's going to decide whether it is or not with me. We've been called into Gutter HQ in Zurich urgently today because of the breaking news that Julian Ward, our sort of new director of football, I think he succeeded Michael Edwards in about May, effectively when Michael Edwards finally departed. He's left the club, you know, well, or announced that he's leaving the club without any real build-up to this. Also, Ian Graham, the head of analytics, I think he is, effectively at Liverpool, he's also leaving the club. Doing a bit of cursory research, I found out that the club doctor, Jim Moxon, left the club in August. I mean, Michael Edwards himself left the club last year. Mike Gordon is standing down to deal with the supposed sale of part of the shares or the whole of the interest in the club. Just a lot of people seem to be leaving this darn football club behind, who work in the back of house side of things, Josh. Coincidence or something more afoot?
Probably some from column A, some from column B to an extent. I think it's clear that Liverpool is in a bit of a time of, I guess, rebuild is the way to put it, in terms of, you know, literally what we're seeing on the pitch, the fact that we need to transition from one squad of players into another, and maybe that has come a bit more sort of suddenly or you know, all at one time than we predicted that it would. It's obviously not helped by the fact that there's clearly a bit of that going on off the pitch as well. You know, Michael Edwards, if we're to believe, you know, his reasoning for leaving at face value, and I don't see any reason why we wouldn't. He just wanted a new challenge. I don't know if there's been any reason for Julian Ward. Like, I don't know if there's been any reported reason for him coming out and saying it. I've been reading Paul Gore's article in The Echo here. He said he's informed the Reds have decided to take a break at the end of the season, has no intention of immediately leaving for another club. So it almost, to an extent, sounds similar to the Michael Edwards thing.